Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. We're talking about the word history here on Definition, and I've raised only that which is obvious to you. Our past reflect a history of imperfection. And yet, because of Jesus, our future can be one of perfection in the new heavens and the new earth described for us in rich detail in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. Are you heaven-bound? Are you feeling safe and secure from all alarms because you're leaning on Jesus to forgive your past and grant you eternal life lived in complete perfection? Adam and Eve, the first people, could look at their past and find within both perfection, living in the Garden of Eden, and imperfection, banished from the Garden of Eden because of sin. We only find imperfection in our past, but when we look to the future as Christians, we have the security of heaven. And as there was a river in the Garden of Eden, perfection past, so too there is a river in the new heavens and the new earth, perfection future. This is why we're talking about the heavenly river, and last time I told you this is not a literal river, but rather it's something even better. Revelation chapter 22 says, "Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb." The language here of this river describes life. This river is symbolic of eternal life, of life pure, clear as crystal, and always abounding, never ending, because this life comes from Jesus Christ, the Lamb, who is the living water. Christ is the river of the water of life. Jesus tells us this himself. You may know of his encounter with the woman at a well in John's Gospel chapter 4. Here is what our Lord told her. "Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." I just read to you John chapter 4 and verse 14, and then Christ speaks again about being the water of life down in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 38. This is John 7, verses 37 through 38. Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." So the river of the water of life in Revelation 22 is Jesus himself, and we who believe in him by our faith, we never thirst. We are a well of water springing up to eternal life, and from our innermost beings will flow him, the river of living water. Do you understand how hopeful Christians are about our future? We acknowledge by the confession of our sins to Christ that our past is indeed far from perfect. But having our sins forgiven by Christ, we now look forward with great anticipation to the future in heaven with the tree of life and the river of the water of life. Oh, I trust you see how the imperfection of our past, our history, can all be left behind for the perfection of our future in heaven. Ah, but you might think, my past. What about my past? Would Jesus even want me? You do not know how awfully sinful my past is, Mark. All right then, we'll talk about that tomorrow when you join me for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.